Well, tell you what, you blink and it's already March. How about that? Here we are. It is the first Sunday of March 2017, this fifth day of a brand new month, friend. How are you? My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship. Yeah, I got God's Word here and got a nice fresh cup of hot coffee. No cream, no sugar. Don't want to ruin a good cup of coffee, I'll be honest with you. Hey, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it is a program. I'm going to get some interesting emails here today, I'll tell you. It's a program that focuses on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And yeah, don't go too far. Have some wonderful God-honoring music on the way, including this one here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. So much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll spending some time with you today. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. In fact, I've shared this a few different times over the last several months, but I think it's worth sharing again. It's a modern parable about the tools of Satan. It says, some time ago, an advertisement appeared in which the devil was putting all his tools up for sale. On the day of public inspection, each of his tools was marked with its selling price: hatred, envy, jealousy, doubt, lying, pride, and so on and so forth. And set apart, however, from the rest of the pile was a harmless-looking tool, well-worn, but priced very high. It was discouragement. Someone asked the devil, "Why is that one priced so high?" He replied, "Ah, that one is more useful to me than all the rest. With it, I can pry open a man's heart and enter when I cannot get near him with any other tools. Once inside, I can lead him any way I choose. The tool is very worn because I use it on almost everyone." Friend, the enemy loves to sow discouragement. Amen. But believers have a tool much more powerful. In fact, it's called encouragement. We can speak a word into the lives of those who desperately need to hear it. Maybe it's the college student who's adjusting to new life. Maybe it's the missionary or the pastor who may feel alone and discouraged. We can speak a word into the lives of those who desperately need to hear it. Let's speak a kind word starting today.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away.
Blessed be your name.
for listening to Sunday Worship.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him.
That's right, we've come to worship and lift up the sweet name of Jesus. Hey, Fred, I hope you are doing well. Joey Kroll with you here on Sunday Worship. And wow, I'll tell you what, God's Word is so encouraging. It really is. It can be like a fresh glass of water in the midst of a desert. I'll tell you, Isaiah 43, verse 2, I love this. It says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." Encouragement today from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2.
To proclaim, to spread through all the earth. Wisconsin, mentally disabled children receive Christian love and nurture at a place called the Shepherd's Home. But they have a problem at Shepherd's Home with keeping the windows clean. Yeah. Every day, the children press their faces against the glass, wondering if that will be the day Jesus returns. Isn't that precious? Friend, I don't know about you, but expectation can get us out of bed in the morning and keep us going during the day, right? However, not many people are expecting Jesus to return. You know, the Bible says that he can return at any moment to gather together those who are expecting him. Friend, that's a good reason to live with dirty windows.
And I know that there are angels. I guess it picked a good time to be born. Life expectancy's at an all-time high. New drugs, medical research, improved care. They've given us a gift. Extending life. Which, in a way, is what the first Easter morning was all about. Because when Jesus Christ walked out of his grave, he added a word to the word life. A word that changes everything. Eternal. The Bible says that God gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Without that cross where Jesus paid for our sin, without that resurrection where he overpowered death, we'd have no hope of heaven and only an unthinkable eternity ahead. But death can be for you the doorway to an incredible eternity if you've pinned all your hopes on the man who died so you could live forever. Now, if you've never done that, don't risk one more day without him. Call us at 888-NEED-HIM, 888-NEED-HIM, and receive the life only he can give, life forever.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
Now talk about a beautiful song right there. Mark Schultz along with Jenny Owens and Remember Me here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. How is the weekend coming along for you? I hope it's Hopefully it's a good one for you and your family. And hey, if you got some time, be sure to mark down on your calendar for the summer, Saturday night, June 10th. Good old Ivan Parker is coming back to the area at the Lincoln Square in Urbana again, Saturday night, June 10th, 7 p.m. I know that seems like it's far off, which it kind of is, but on the other side of that coin, time really does fly by quickly. So if you got some time, be sure to mark that down on your calendar. Again, Saturday, June 10th, 7 p.m., Ivan Parker in concert at the Lincoln Square in Urbana. You can get more details on how to also get your tickets at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up the headphones for the rest of the day. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday morning for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Tomorrow at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Well, friend, until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.